Warning, this episode contains descriptions of animal abuse, if you consider birds an animal. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini-episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man-type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you've encountered some dumbass, or you were that dumbass.
And a quick note, the True Crime Podcast Festival is tomorrow, July 13th. If you're near Chicago, go to tcpf2019.com and get your tickets now if you want to meet me in person. If you can't make the convention, I'll be in Chicago now through midday Sunday. Message me at Joel from FL on Twitter or on the Florida Man Facebook page, and I'll let you know where you can meet me before or after the festival. And our email this week for the listener quickie comes from our Patreon subscriber, Roxanne. And Roxanne sent us this email, short and sweet. I recently saw this story of a Maryland man who went all the way to Florida to do something stupid. Enjoy. Well, thanks, Roxanne, and thanks for being a patron. And if you want to patronize our show, just go to patreon.com/floridamen, and you can subscribe for as little as $1 per month.
All right, this story, Maryland man sentenced after being caught on camera tackling a Key West pelican.
Was he playing football with the pelican? What the fuck?
The only thing I think about is the one from Finding Nemo. Mine.
Those are the seagulls.
Oh, those are seagulls?
Those were the seagulls, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the pelican was like...
disappointing.
Pelican was... There was a pelican in Finding Nemo. He's like,
get
in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Pelicans are big.
Yeah, that's right.
They're huge. And they're not like little birds like you would think. They're not like seagull size. They're like... I don't know, like 3 feet tall if they're standing up.
Well, let's see what happened here. A Maryland man who was seen on video jumping onto a pelican in Key West earlier this year was sentenced last week to 90 days in jail and $1,000 fine.
I can think of a lot of things in Key West that I would rather jump on than a pelican.
Yeah.
A lot.
It was our winner of the best spot in Florida.
So yes.
Area of Florida. So there's a reason for that.
Yep.
All right. William Hunter Hardesty, 31, was found guilty on 4 misdemeanors.
And that reason was not the Pelicans. Yeah.
The Miami Herald reported. The report said the offending video is still on his Facebook page and he will have the time reduced by 40 days for time served. Quote, troopers were told the individual was bragging to them about being wanted for feeding and tackling a pelican in the Florida Keys.
I don't think they cared about him feeding the pelicans. It was the tackling that was really the problem.
Troopers confirmed the extraditable arrest warrant with Florida law enforcement.
You got extraditable right, but you messed up with?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I like that shit, Matthew from Washington State. They responded to the hotel and, after identifying Hardesty, arrested him without incident. The video showed a man who appeared to have a fish in his hand as he leaned over the water near the edge of a harbor. He then jumped off the harbor and landed on top of the pelican.
Well, if he was going to jump on it, what the fuck did he have the fish for?
Well, maybe he's trying to draw him in closer. I don't know. The man briefly managed to catch hold of the bird before the animal ultimately hit him with his beak and broke free.
That's good. He deserved that shit. They're mean, too. Not only are they big, they're ugly and they're mean.
Ryan Marr, the assistant state attorney, called Hardesty an internet troll.
Mm-hmm.
He has troll remorse, he said.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Well, when I think of troll remorse, I'm thinking like a bad night with a
troll.
You wake up with it like, I shouldn't have done that.
Or her.
It's going to leave a mark. He got a rise out of that and up to the point where he got in trouble.
Yeah, he didn't. So he didn't really he didn't have remorse for it until he got caught.
Troll remorse.
That's a new one. I'm going to have to remember that term. Dude.
Troll remorse. Well, that's our Lister Quickie story for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamanpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed by a pissed off pelican.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida man, Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.